All the Ways I Got to Know by Verity. Read by Rhea 314
and Alutu.
Fandom, Yuri on Ice, Pairing Kotsky Yuri, Viktor Nikiforov. Rating teen and up audiences, no archive warning supply. Have you decided on a mark of your own?
Says the Marquis, adjusting the tilt of his ankle with her gloved hands. Victor's eyelids are heavy. Not yet. I want it to be...
unique,
she says. Victor says, meaningful. The Marquis has already drawn a stark perimeter around the faded initials on his ankle, now half submerged in fresh black fill. Yakov was with Victor the first time, and if Victor were following the unwritten commandments of their sport, Yakov would be here now. Sometimes there's a ceremony. Instead, there's just Victor and the Marquis, her bright hair swept up into a neat coronet. Flowers bloom up from beneath her collar over her throat. She hums along to the music on the radio as she works, one of those pop songs that was everywhere last summer. The instrument in her hand buzzes against Victor's skin. In Russia, marks are as common as piercings. Some are even purely decorative. Georgie has a half-sleeve of voided ones that he's tried to force into a stylish geometric pattern after the fact. Mila's never been bonded to anyone but Yakov, but she has a delicate feather on the inside of her upper arm. Victor used to glance in the windows of Mark's studios and look at the flash on the walls sometimes, with curiosity more than longing. What would it be like to feel someone else's soul? There are songs about it on the radio, romantic. In his actual life, it's always Yakov saying,
"Get over yourself. Get more sleep. Stop daydreaming on the ice."
Or it was. The black square on his ankle itches, but Victor resists the urge to scratch. He won't be able to lace a skate over it for a few weeks if he wants it to heal well. The skin feels warm and sore every time he rubs moisturizer into it. He thought he'd feel something more, but he doesn't. That's not how it works.
"You want me to help choose?"
Yuri says a week later, perched warily on the couch in Victor's room.
"I can't do that."
"Of course you can. The mark is for both of us, isn't it?" Yuri frowns.
"I guess."
"I'm only coaching because of you," Victor says truthfully. "Come, look at Pinterest. I made a mood board."
"I don't know what that is,"
Yuri says. Victor has 153 pins. Yuri scrolls through them at a hectic pace, thumb scrubbing over the glass of Victor's phone. "I tried to find something elegant," Victor says. "Something you'd like." Yuri makes a weird noise, like he's choking.
"I'm not very elegant. This'll be your mark as long as you're a coach, Victor. Don't make it about what I like. What do you like?"
When Victor saw the video of Yuri skating, when he decided to come here, he expected that he'd find the Yuri he danced with in Sochi. That Yuri, outgoing, unafraid, would never have pushed Victor to confess. "I haven't liked anything in years but you." "When you think of me," Victor says instead, "what do you think of?"
"Skating,"
Yuri says weakly.
"Think about it."
Yuri is quiet for a long moment, playing with the laces of his hoodie.
"Blue roses."
The one mark shop in Hasetsu smells powerfully of antiseptic. There are only two artists, each booked out for weeks. Not even the name Nikiforov frees up a space.
"You shouldn't get a new mark so soon after having one covered anyway,"
the receptionist says.
"I know you didn't get it done here, Nikiforov-san, but our policy is 30 days.
Before Victor can object, Yuri says,
"I understand. It's no trouble."
The receptionist smiles at Yuri, his face brightening.
"How are you healing?"
Somehow, Victor forgot that Yuri, too, has broken a mark this season.
"I'm okay."
Yuri scratches lightly at the crook of his elbow, where his warm-up jacket wrinkles.
"Thanks for asking."
Outside the shop, Victor says, "Can I see your old mark?"
"You've seen it in the onsen already,"
Yuri says.
"It doesn't look like anything now, just a circle."
"What did it look like before?" Yuri sighs.
"A star."
The snow is melted, but Hasetsu is still unseasonably cold. Yuri shivers as they cross the bridge that joins the two sides of town. His cheeks are pale. In his long coat, Victor is almost too warm. He unwinds the scarf around his neck and holds it out to Yuri. Take this. I don't need it. Yuri hesitates.
You're too generous.
Ha, says Victor, and watches with satisfaction while Yuri loops gray cashmere around his throat. Yuri Plisetsky shows up before the dark square on Victor's ankle has healed.
You're a fucking idiot,
he says, getting right in Victor's face.
Do you know how pissed Yakov is?
Are you sure? Victor says. I imagine he's enjoying a break from being in my head. Yuri kicks Victor in the shin. It's surprising how much that hurts.
Why would you think that?
Says Victor. Yuri says,
You made me a promise.
At the other end of the rink, Yuri is skating figures, nonchalant, or trying to act that way. Victor doesn't know yet what's in Yuri's heart, what he'll know when that blue rose links Victor to Yuri's soul. He glimpsed a piece of it once when Yuri wrapped his arms around Victor's neck and said, I have an idea, Victor says. When Victor was sketching out the beginnings of these pieces, working through them on the ice, Yakov said nothing, just watched. He'd said nothing when Victor was a child, crying himself to sleep in Yakov and Lilia's spare bedroom. Sometimes Victor wondered if the bond worked, if Yakov felt anything at all. Yuri struggles with agape in every respect. He's too young to skate the program, really, and technically it pushes his limit in every aspect. Yuri watches Yuri's footwork jealously when he thinks Yuri isn't looking. Victor is always looking. Victor and Yuri eat katsudon the night before they visit the Marquis. Their Marquis has dark hair shot with pure white, her skin a blank canvas. Marks have a strong stigma in Japan.
Here are a few sketches,
she says, spreading them out over a table.
Of course I can make alterations.
He'll decide, Victor says, pointing to Yuri. Yuri flushes.
He's your coach,
the Marquis says evenly.
I imagine you do as he says.
After a moment, Yuri points to a blossom with line work that's more ink splatter than line, shaded in gray and blue.
I like this one. It's interesting. Where will you put it?
Says the Marquis. Yuri glances at Victor.
I thought...
He reaches back and touches his shoulder. Victor shakes his head. Put it somewhere you'll see it.
Can you... put the mark on the inside of my wrist?
Yuri says to the Marquis. She nods.
That's a very sensitive place, though. How is your pain tolerance?
Yuri laughs.
Hi. And for you?
She turns towards Victor. Victor rests his palm on his chest, over his heart. The Marquis didn't ask Victor about his pain tolerance. The jab of the needle is bearable, but the constant percussion against his ribcage aches. He feels like he can barely breathe. Warm fingers curl in his own, and Victor nearly startles.
Sorry,
Yuri says.
Just, you can hang on to me if it hurts, if you want.
The whole point of the bond is to help Victor take care of Yuri, not the other way around. Why hold with tradition now, though? Victor tightens his hand in Yuri's, pressing their palms together, and says, Thank you. Victor drinks a glass of water while the Marquis takes a short break between them. She walks around the shop, stretching her hands, while her assistant pulls out a new sterile pack of needles and sanitizes all of the surfaces in the workstation. Dreamy rock plays in the background, the lyrics sung so quietly they sink beneath the distorted hum of the guitar. Yuri keeps glancing between his phone and Victor, fidgeting in his chair. Are you nervous? Victor says. Yuri's shoulders hunch in.
Are you sure? You really want me?
The mark on Victor's chest throbs. Who else? He says lightly. At home in St. Petersburg, watching the grainy video of Yuri on his phone, this seemed so simple. Find Yuri. Be his coach. Trade in one life for another. Only instead of leaving it all behind, Victor sees his old life more clearly as it unravels at his feet. How did Yakov do this? Take a 10-year-old boy, scared and trusting, and ink a brand into his skin, tying the two of them together. Yuri, Victor says softly, and then again, Yuri. Yuri's head jerks up. You don't have to be afraid. He's not really talking to Yuri. The blue rose on Yuri's wrist looks larger than the one on Victor's chest, although that's really an illusion of scale. Victor holds Yuri's free hand the whole time, though Yuri's fingers are slack in his own. He can't believe this is happening. He can't...
I can't believe this is real,
Yuri says. Victor says, oh. Yuri has a lot of emotions, so Victor has a lot of emotions, too. Sometimes he's gripped by acute, inexplicable anxiety. Others, equally inexplicable joy.
Are you okay?
Yuri says, looking at Victor's pale face, sweat beaded on his brow. They've been browsing through a sea of equipment catalogs. Nothing that exciting. Victor trying to persuade Yuri it's worth investing in a new pair of boots. Victor has to fumble for the right words in English. This is stressful for you.
A lot of things are stressful for me.
For a moment, Yuri looks as uncomfortable as Victor feels.
Don't worry about it.
That night, Victor lies in bed down the hall from Yuri. He can sort out Yuri's feelings from his own when he tries. Perhaps it's because the bond is so fresh that they're so overpowering. Just now, a wave of sadness hits him. Tears sting his cheeks. Victor doesn't get up. Maybe that's the wrong choice. He doesn't know. On the ice, though. On the ice, it's good. When something isn't working, Victor can redirect Yuri before Yuri gets too frustrated with himself. He can push practice late or cut it short, depending on what direction Yuri's mood is going in. Let's go for a walk, he says today, at the time they'd normally break for lunch. Let's go down to the beach. Yuri drains his water bottle.
Let's jog, you mean?
Just walk, Victor says. People have always called Victor cold. Friends, competitors, even lovers. His own mother. During the long winters in St. Petersburg, Victor felt as cool and empty as a sheet of glass, even when he felt fine. Now he wriggles his toes in the sand and rubs absently at his chest. Yuri's eyes track the seagulls in flight against the sky before they lower towards the horizon.
Sit with me,
Yuri says when they reach a rocky outcropping. Victor does, folding his legs beneath him and getting sand all over his sweatpants. After a moment, he reaches over and touches the back of Yuri's hand. Yuri startles. I want to see it, Victor says. Your mark.
You see it all the time,
Yuri says.
It's the same as yours.
He lifts his hand, though, and turns it palm up so Victor can see the blossom peeking out of Yuri's sleeve. A decade ago, someone tossed a wreath of blue roses out onto the ice. Before he came to Hasetsu, Victor hadn't thought about it in years. When you think of me, what do you think of? Funny how it works both ways now. He thinks of blue roses and thinks of Yuri. Victor runs his thumb over the mark on Yuri's wrist, careful not to dislodge the clinging remnants of the scab that covered it. So careful. Victor can only see into his heart, not into his head. What do you want me to be to you? Yuri's pulse throbs beneath Victor's fingers. When he skates Eros, Yuri looks at Victor with come-hither eyes, and his soul sings out wordless determination, fear, and desire. His emotions sound Victor like a bell. Yet what moves Victor most of all is the trepidation that settles in when Yuri skates the full program through and says,
I'm sorry, the landing on the toe loop.
I'm more concerned about the takeoff on the Salco, Victor says. When Yuri skates Eros, Victor skates with him, mirrors him in body and soul. That's the point of all this, after all, that Victor can coach Yuri through every move and moment, correct his technique, release him from hesitation, and rein in his nerves. Run through it again, Victor says. Keep it clean this time. Yakov hangs up when Victor calls, the first 8 times, anyway.
Are you coming back to competition?
Are you going to hang up on me unless I say yes? Victor says. Yakov doesn't say anything, but he doesn't hang up either. I wanted to ask you about the bond, Victor says. It's early evening in St. Petersburg, late morning in Hasetsu. Yuri is doing off-ice training today, jogging to the ice castle and back while Victor sits on one of the benches in front of the onsen and eats through his international calling plan. Light cascades through the trees overhead and scatters over the paving stone in abstract patterns that Victor's eyes keep skipping over. Light to dark, dark to light, light to dark. Yakov sighs.
Perhaps you should try Yorgi.
It's not that kind of bond.
There's only one kind of bond.
Yakov says. Victor says, I'm sorry. Another long pause. Yakov must be home now, heating up dinner. He does all his cookings on Sunday.
If you were a real coach, you know there's no moment to yourself. Not ever.
Yakov says quietly.
There's no room for selfishness. Putting your mark on someone, that's responsibility. You don't have it in you, Vitya.
How would you know, now? Yakov says.
I know you.
The broken mark on Victor's ankle scars. He should probably have followed the instructions not to immerse it in water, but the rose on his chest heals perfectly. He sees it mostly at an angle, foreshortened, while he dresses and undresses. When Victor was choosing the placement, putting the rose over his heart seemed romantic, but now it feels strange to have put his mark somewhere so easily concealed. Yuri wears his mark on his sleeve, literally, in a small town conservative enough that it draws eyes everywhere he goes. People stare in the onsen. People stare in the supermarket. Victor can't take his own eyes off Yuri, so how can he blame them? The attention makes Yuri alternately nervous and flushed with pride.
Do you ever get used to it?
He says to Victor as they walk home together from the store, Victor carrying a sack full of exciting new hair products.
Like, people always look at you.
Victor is a silver-haired gaijin with a signature fragrance who has done several ad campaigns for major retailers. A lot of people saw the H&M billboards, the underwear ones with Bex.
Yes, I know.
You should do fashion, Yuri, Victor says. You're so... English fails him. Krashibui. Beautiful? Yuri grimaces.
No.
Victor is so selfish. He's very selfish. Yakov is right. He's terrible, incorrigible. He's been lying in bed with his eyes closed for an hour, and he still can't sleep. He can't stop thinking about... Posed on silk sheets, head thrown back, Yuri, the long stretch of his throat, rounded by his Adam's apple, his muscled chest, the slight softness of the skin on his belly and upper arms, even so slimmed down, the mark on his wrist, Victor's mark, Yuri's desire burning bright in Victor's gut. And Victor's stroking himself. He can't stop it. He wants, and he can feel Yuri. Yuri must be touching himself, too. Victor is eavesdropping. He really is very selfish. He wants to be the one making Yuri feel like this. He wants... In Beijing, he kisses Yuri. In Moscow, he says, If you need anything, Yakov will help you.
I'll be okay,
Yuri says. Victor takes Yuri's hands into his own. You're upset. You don't have to lie to me. I can feel it.
I wish I could go with you.
Yuri lifts his hand and presses it against Victor's chest, over Victor's heart.
You're scared. I don't want you to have to do this alone.
In Barcelona, Yuri puts a ring on Victor's finger. In Barcelona, Victor brings Yuri a crown of blue roses.
Oh my god.
Yuri says faintly. He bursts into tears again in the kiss and cry when they announce his score. Victor can't stop hugging him, burying his face in Yuri's hair and the roses. He doesn't remember what happened to the crown someone gave him all those years ago, what those roses smelled like, the softness of their petals. He doesn't ever want to forget these ones. Yuri, he says. Yuri. And after, he says, You'll have to be a 5-time world champion. In Barcelona, silver medal resting on their hotel bed, Yuri's tired, jittery, more overwhelmed than excited. He takes one look at Victor's face and says,
Don't tell me what I'm feeling right now.
But I know, Victor says, puzzled.
Did you like Yakov knowing whatever you felt? Knowing when you felt happy or sad?
It didn't matter, Victor says. I don't think my soul felt very much like anything. Yuri looks up from the suitcase he's rummaging through. Something swells up in Victor's chest, a visceral thing, a solid ache beneath his breastbone, so earnest and fulsome it makes Victor's cheeks flush with a combination of embarrassment and joy. A year ago, Victor saw a glimpse of this in Yuri's eyes, and it made him wild with longing. Stay close to me.
I don't think that's true,
Yuri says. Victor swallows. Put your mark on me.
What?
Yuri says. Put it somewhere I'll see it, Victor says. I want everyone to know that I'm yours and you're mine. Yuri sits down on the bed next to Victor. Sitting, their heights are closer. Yuri touches Victor's cheek, slides his hand along Victor's jaw, beneath his ear, pulls Victor close enough that their lips meet. His desire meets Victor's and matches it, and oh, that ache, that force that pushes Victor towards Yuri. That's Victor's, that's his own.
Mine?
Yuri says, wondrous when they draw apart. Victor lifts Yuri's hand and presses the blue rose to his lips. I've been yours, he says. Keep me forever. The end.
Author's note.
The Marquis in Barcelona can't read Japanese, so she doesn't question the artful calligraphy.
It means beloved,
Yuri says smoothly when she asks. Victor will never cease being surprised by him. He gets the mark on the wrist opposite Yuri's rose.
Katsudon! If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And thank you to Verity for having Blanket permission.